Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to see a few folks came back this afternoon. This is my second presentation, and actually a presentation I'm really excited about. For those of you who are familiar with the Plant Management Network and Focus on Cotton, there's a brand new Focus on Cotton feature dealing with the centennial rotation that came up on January the 1st. We had one come up last year on January the 1st on crop rotation, and I would encourage you to look at that if you get a chance. It's sponsored by Cotton Incorporated, but it's in the Plant Management Network. So today I'm going to be talking about the centennial rotation. As you would imagine, it was established in our centennial year of 2004, and through 2018 we've completed 15 years out of a planned 100-year study. Now, if you look at my face and my hair, you ought to be able to figure out that I don't plan to be harvesting the 100th crop on the study. But hopefully somebody will at some point in time. So I'm going to get on with that so we can get through it. I do want to recognize my research associate and PhD student, Richard Turner, as a co-author on here also. This research has been funded in part over the years through Cotton Incorporated and our state support program, and also Mississippi State University and the Mississippi Agriculture and Forestry Experiment Station. One of the things that got us really interested in crop rotation and what I will term the rotation effect is, this is a remote image that was taken several years ago. This is in an area that was actually a rotation field where I was looking at nitrogen and potassium on cotton and corn, looking at cotton following corn and cotton following cotton. And this is the field. You'll notice that you've got three distinct areas in the field, one labeled cotton following corn, one labeled cotton following cotton, and one labeled corn. But you do see very distinct lines in there. The only difference is that one follows cotton and one follows corn. So what does that mean at the end of the growing season? Well, cotton following corn yielded 1,416 pounds. Cotton following cotton yield 1,187 pounds, which makes a difference of 229 pounds per acre, and this is what I term the rotation effect. Nothing, every plot in here, there's 100 plots in there that's averaged together across nitrogen rates and K rates, and yet the whole field averaged about 230 pounds difference. Now, just to give you an idea, and I'm going to try to go through this fairly quickly, but what's happened in Mississippi in just the last 10, 15 years? This just shows the harvested acreages. I came to work in 1980, so my first crop was 1981. This just shows the Mississippi cotton production from 1981 through 2018. And the big thing is I want to show you is between 2006 and 2007, we were cruising along about a million two on cotton, and all of a sudden we dropped down to as low as 300,000 acres of cotton. So, you know, we went from a lot of cotton to a much less cotton. If we look at what happened to corn, notice that for the first 20 years of my career, we were down around less than a half million acres of cotton. All of a sudden, we went up to almost a million acres of cotton. And what happened to the yield? The yields went up drastically. I take full credit for this because I'm the corn person. This all happened under my reign. It averages about almost 3.5 bushels per acre per year that I've been at Stoneville. So now the state average is 189 bushels per acre, most of which is irrigated, but we've had two really good years for corn the last 2 years, whether you're irrigated or not. Taking a look at soybean production, back in when I came to Mississippi, we were growing 3.5 million acres of soybeans. Now, a lot of that land probably shouldn't have been in soybeans, and so it ended up going out of soybeans. Right now, we're in that about 2 million acre soybean business. But notice, again, in 2006-2007, we saw a pickup. Cotton dropped, corn picked up, soybeans picked up, two grain crops. Two grain crops that make great rotation crops for that. What's happened to soybean yield? Now, I know this is a cotton test, but bear with me. I want to show you what's happened. These are 10-year, well, the last one's not 10-year increments. But the first 10 years of my career, we averaged about 21.6. Now, this is state average. Very little irrigation. Soybean planted whenever I got a chance. Okay, oh, I forgot. We hadn't planted those soybeans. Let's plant them now. It's August the 1st. We plant soybeans that yield 5 bushel. Okay, no big deal. 5 bushel soybean, $4 an acre, $20. Not very profitable. Well, what we've seen with thyme is if you look at the last 8 years, we're averaging 47.8 bushels per acre, and we have farmers in Mississippi approaching 100 bushel. We haven't had anybody hit it yet other than on yield monitors. And if you were here earlier, you saw some of the information on yield monitors. But anyway, we have seen irrigation. We've now seen soybeans planted early. Again, a good rotation crop. So over the years, I've worked on long-term rotation. The first figure I showed you with that aerial imagery, that had that at two different locations, at Stoneville and down at Tribbett at our satellite farm. It was an N and K test. But we were looking at what happened with the rotation effect in that case. We've also looked at nematodes. A lot of times corn rotation is given the advantage to growing crops that reduce nematodes. So, and then what I'll spend most of the time talking about is this last test. The first test, we had that at two locations on two different soil types. Looking at some of the results, this is, now I dropped this down to just 12 years here at Stoneville. But notice one thing in here, that these are the yields that we average. The green bar is cotton following corn versus the yellow bar cotton following cotton. So notice that all of those bars are green except for 2004 and 2007. Those are years where we actually decreased yield in rotations of cotton following corn. And I'll explain a little bit about that as I get into the talk a little bit later. But those 2 years, but on the average, for over those 12-year period, we averaged 139 pounds of lint per acre per year, or a 17% increase in yield, and all we did was rotate between corn and cotton. At Tribbett, we've got similar situation. Yields aren't going to be as well, but again, there were a couple of years in there, but only one where we had at least a 5% reduction in yield. But most of it, you'll see there, with this case, we averaged about 90 pounds per acre per year over that 12, 14-year period. We went a little bit longer at Tribbett. We reduced yields or had no advantage in a couple of those years. So, you know, the other thing, you know, some of the factors, most of the time the trouble we run into is going to be weather-related problem. Now, the guys in Georgia this year and North and South Carolina, they had weather issues. We didn't have a hurricane like they had, but rainfall can be a problem for us. We're in a 53-inch rainfall area, yet we can run into a lot of problems with that. So, you know, that's a big issue for us, but we can also have nematodes and other disease pressure. So all of these things push us towards a crop rotation. So the centennial rotation, again, established in 2004, which is the centennial year of the experiment station at Stoneville. We were founded in 1904. This is a cotton-based system at the time. Remember, we were growing over a million acres of cotton at the time. And for some reason, I put a corn-soybean rotation in here. I guess because I was trained in Illinois, corn and soybean country. So, you know, it's just, you got to put it in there for some reason. But one of the unique things about this rotation, different from all the other rotations around the country, is it's got replications, and every crop and every rotation is grown every year. That's one of the unique things. This just shows you how everything works. The first system is a continuous cotton, so every year is going to be cotton. Systems 2 and 3 are a corn-cotton rotation. I've got cotton growing and I've got corn growing every year. It makes a difference, and I'll show you in a little bit of data why it makes a difference. But every year, we've got every crop in a rotation system growing. So at the end of 12 years, the two-year rotations have repeated 6 times. The three-year rotations have repeated 4 times. The four-year rotations have repeated 3 times. So that brings us in year 13, we're now back where we were in year 1. So year 1 or year 13 is the same treatments as year 1. 14 is the same as 2, 15 the same as 3. So you get how that works. So, but overall the area, the plots are 215 feet long. We divide them into 4-row plots, 100 feet long, and we actually harvest the center 2 rows of each one of those 4 subplots. Then we've got the main plots replicated 5 times. So the numbers I'll be presenting are actually means of 16 observations each year. So with this, it's all conventional tillage so far. The cotton is single row irrigated. Corn is single row irrigated. Soybean is twin row irrigated. And we're using the technology. We've advanced technologies as we go, but we are not in the business to cause problems to our neighbors. So we limit our technology. and the potential for drift issues here. The data that we've collected, we're always looking for yield. We're estimating based on those yields, nutrient uptake and nutrient removal. We keep track of the prices received or the loan rate, because they can vary and the value of the crop depends on what's being grown. So we keep track of the total value of the crop per year and also the value of the rotation. Now, I don't intend you to see any part of this. What I'm looking at here, this is the information that we collect, and you'll see each year I've got a yield. I've got the yield components for each one of those years and each one of those crops being grown. Now, this is actually looking at cotton following corn versus cotton following cotton or continuous cotton. So, and if you look, the first cycles was 2004 to 2015. We averaged across 12 years 222 pounds of lint per acre per year. Now look at 2000. Let me see if I can get it up here. Okay. Here's 2013. That was one of our highest yielding continuous cotton years. We yielded 1,452 pounds of lint per acre in continuous cotton. The rotation effect, cotton following corn, 1,952, 500 pound increase in yield in a really good year. So that's the kind of stuff. This shows you what that increase has looked like. The end of 2015 was the first of those 12 years, and you can see we've ranged from as little as a 2% increase, 1% in 2017. Now, one of the things that happened in 2017 that we're dealing with, okay, one of the things I showed you earlier, those were negative yields in there. Now, in this case, they weren't negative, but we saw very little response to that rotation. But if you've got big plants and a lot of rain, you start ending up with problems dealing with bole rot, and being able to move air through the crop. So are we actually decreasing yield? I think that's a possibility. So, you know, with that, you know, we've ranged from as low as a 12-pound yield to 500-pound difference in there. Just to give you an idea, I talked a little bit about P uptake. This is NPK and S. This is, again, for 2004 to 2015, the 12 years. This is the total uptake. And one thing I want you to look at, don't be too concerned about the number, but look at the size of the numbers. When you go from continuous cotton, when you start adding grain crops, N uptake, P uptake, K uptake, S uptake goes up drastically. This is the removal. This is how much we actually take out of the field if we only take grain or we only take seed cotton out of the field. When it comes to discussion about the possibilities of taking stalks out of the field, then you got to go back to the uptake numbers to see how much nutrient. But the thing that's really important here, if you look at, say, for example, pea removal here on continuous cotton, 150 pounds per acre, anything that below that we add a grain crop to, whether it be corn or soybeans, that number doubles. Twice as much going out of the field. That's important. Potassium is not always twice as much, but it's always more. So that's one thing we want to... I went in here, this is over the 12-year period. Look at the cost or the value of the crop. Now, this is not the cost of production, but the value of that crop as you see it in the field. So, you know, from continuous, these are all compared, the 12-year difference is compared to continuous cotton, but you can just see some of the values. Now, if the loan price, in fact, the first couple of years in 2004, 2005, the loan price was more than the value of cotton. So if the loan price was 52 cents, I used 52 cents to calculate the value. Say if the market price was 47 cents, I used a loan price of 52 cents to calculate it. But just to give you an idea, but, you know, as cotton comes back and cotton prices come up, you know, these things may change. So, you know, in summary, you know, cotton following corn, you know, in the first rotation I talked about the, you know, we saw 8 to 17% yield increases just from the rotation effect. You know, in the centennial rotation, it's been even higher than that over the first 12 years. I do have on number 4 there, cotton following soybean, we did see a 6.5% increase with corn following soybeans there. So, you know, these are things that really become important is price, and profitability. Those are what's driving the system. And the thing is that if you can tell me what number six is going to do for you, Mother Nature, I can put you in the right system. She just doesn't confide in me yet. So with that, I really appreciate the opportunity. It tells me to stop, which means I probably don't have time for questions, but I will be around.
All right. Let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.